All right, family, we are live inside the Drive at 5 on this beautiful Monday afternoon. Big Robinson,
it's beautiful for you, man. It's hot out there.
Yeah,
man.
Whatever, man.
It's burning up.
We're not trying to hit that energy today. We're going to mute your mic. In the building, little nephew's in the building. Robert Williams from the Black Papers in the building.
So, Black Paper Weekly.
Man.
Yeah, I was surprised you was able to get a hold of him, man. I tried to call him 4 or 5 times, and he said, you got to call my assistant before you talk to me.
He done blew up.
Yeah.
He done blew up sometimes. Never be wrong. Was this weekend your biggest video?
I believe so. On the Black Paper Weekly's biggest video. Yeah, I had one do big with me in it. But
with you in it?
Yeah, I got hit with a baseball bat before.
Oh,
it did over a million.
You got people trying to look for that one. That when you was a kid?
Nah, this was a couple years ago. About 3 years ago.
And it made it to social media?
I didn't want to share it on my platform because it was me. So I sent it to the mugshots.
You sent it to them?
Yeah, I wasn't monetized or nothing. So I wasn't really like on social media like that. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
When
he sent his own to who does that?
I was trying not to crack up laughing, yeah, but
so I guess it really didn't bother you to the fact that if you can shame yourself, a lot of people got shamed in this video. I mean, that's Muskegon Heights. We love y'all, but this is new. Wow, that was crazy.
Yeah.
This little man, how tall was this lady then? She was a midget?
She was small. She was small height wise, weight wise. She was, and when she was standing up when I first got there, actually, she seemed a little unbalanced.
Okay.
And when they put her in cuffs, she did a little stumble and a wiggle. I said, oh, she might have thought maybe it was all that. But
she might have been high.
I don't know, but I definitely didn't see that one coming.
You didn't see that one coming? Nobody. Like, I wouldn't expect anybody to squeeze out of a window like that. Wow.
Me neither.
Where's
Dave? And she took off.
She took off. And you held your composure. I mean, I know it's a thin line between being a media person and then being part of the general public. You maintained your media composure and you didn't say anything. Was that hard for you? You didn't say, hey, she went that way, or...
No, I mean, it wasn't really hard. I mean, I stay out of scenes every day, so I don't think it would be no different, you know what I'm saying, when somebody doing something like that. But at the end of the day, I own a media company, which my company got policies, and it's a company. I'm here to make news content. I'm here to gather news, and that's it. I'm here to make great news, and that's what I did. I mean, that's it.
did you expect that though? That type of news?
Nah, I was shocked, and that's why when I went to saying this live, like I just couldn't believe it. I thought they was gonna catch her, and I said it in the video. I thought they was gonna, you know, rough her up a little bit, you know, for trying them, but it didn't happen, man.
Yeah, the police just issued a press release. She is still missing.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
She's still missing, bro. Yeah.
With handcuffs on?
I'm sorry, should they off by now?
With handcuffs on?
She is missing. They want her for escape and breaking and entering now. They thought she was in a house somewhere. She got into a house. Then she escaped. This is a movie now. They say First 48 was here a couple weeks ago. They can come on back now.
Oh, yeah. I'm probably on the movie rights too, huh?
yeah. Because you was on World Star. I saw you on the Detroit News, and you made it to one of the broadcast channels too, right?
Yeah, Inside Edition. They hit me up. A couple more, WZZM, Fox. A few people hit me up, but then somebody else hit me up this morning. And I technically sold 50-50 non-exclusive rights to the video this morning to the 60-second clip. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Wow. So I can't remember their name, but they do work for ABC and CBS and somebody else. But, yeah.
Well, John Covington online said, you is today's era Bud Kelly. Bud Kelly used to own TV 40, which was an independent station that my TV show started off on a long time ago. But he used to show up everywhere. He was everywhere.
He could never figure out he was everywhere.
He'd be everywhere with his news camera and his truck. And you got a truck now.
Yeah,
yeah, you got a press truck. who did the press? Because you didn't have that earlier in the year. You just recently got that or something?
About 4 days ago, I was at the Montgomery where the two people had died inside the house. And when I got there, one of the family members approached me. I was on the other side of the street. And he was like, you recording this? I'm like, yeah, what's up? And he's like, are you recording this? Yeah, what's up? So he asked me one more time. Well, I had to tell him to get away from me. I heard in a little rougher word.
Get away from me. Enjoy yourself.
So he would have told the police on me. But after seeing that, some people that was watching, they jumped in the comments. And as I was going back reading over the comments, they said, hey, Robert, come on down to All Signs, and we'll get you some vinyl all around, get you a press pass. So I ran down there.
And they hooked you. They hooked it. You ain't gonna miss that he's pressed.
Not really.
He got it on the front windows, the front hood, the back window. Press Block Paper Weekly.
Well, you got a very interesting story, and you found your niche because you really couldn't get a lot of jobs when you got out, right?
I really, probably when I first got out, I probably wasn't even interested in working. I was still running the streets and working probably just like a last 3 year type of thing.
Okay.
And then this last job, I kind of went, you know, I made a promise to the main manager at this job. And other than that, I kind of been ready to, I was ready to go anyway. I just want to do what I do.
Do what you do.
What I do. Yeah.
Cause you've been writing for a long time.
Yeah.
How many books have you wrote?
Wrote or published?
Published.
Oh, well, I got about 10 published.
So he don't talk. He got a lot. He got a lot going on.
You got books out there?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
I got about 10 published. I got a poetry book called Shards of Fragmented Thought. I got a collection of short stories. I got a series that I still am. It's just a slow process, but then I'm converting into a web series. I made the first episode, the pilot, about a year ago. But I had to chase people, and I kind of don't want to chase people. I'd rather chase news. It's just me. You know what I'm saying? It's just me and the camera. Don't nobody want to go.
And you ain't got to rely on nobody but yourself.
Right. But I'm going one day, and I'm saying it. I'm going to be a great filmmaker. It's coming. I just got to get the time and get the resources that I need. And it's up, man. It's coming. Work my way from the ground up, and I done put in the years for free. It's time.
John Covington said he need a job. Are you hiring?
Yeah.
There you go, John. There you go. And also you got CJ helping you out.
Yeah.
CJ.
And people coming around, and then it's up to me. I need to figure out like positions because then I need people to show me that they for real too. A lot of people come aboard and sign up and say they're gonna do this and I done bought people hoodies. I done bought press passes and made them. You know what I'm saying? I done wrote up contracts. And I think people go talk to other people, and I think they get discouraged. I think people really push them away from it, and then they flake up.
Because you're looking to build out, right? To do what is the long-term goal of the Block Paper?
All right. Well, I ain't never told nobody this, but this is, this the internet, bro. Like, this is infinite. All right. So I'm gonna take y'all back to the day the woman that was found in the river. I'm gonna take y'all back to the woman. Yeah, all right. I'm gonna take y'all back to the day the woman that was found in the river. All right. I kept trying to go live, but I couldn't go live on Facebook. You even called me.
Yeah.
But I figured out why. That's because I had gave somebody permission in Lansing at the Lady Reds game, and they was live.
Oh.
So I say that to say I can do this in any state, any city across the country, as long as somebody willing to accept that invite and lift that camera up and chase the scanner or report. This can be how big people want to help me go and people want to get it. I mean, I can't do it alone, though. I mean, that's for sure.
So you send all over the country, there could be satellites of the block paper.
Yeah.
In ATL and like Dallas.
Like I got my son down there. I can give him a phone and give him a link. And
that's what he majoring to.
Yeah, he can run off. I got somebody over here, anywhere, anything. That's it can go like that. I can franchise it out. I can tell somebody. I ain't even got to oversee it. I can tell somebody in Cali, man, give me $250 a month for the brand.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Follow these rules. You don't follow these rules, you know. You know how it go.
Franchising the black, the block.
You're looking for a bigger thing.
Yeah.
But by myself, it's limited.
It's limited. We got some online comments. Henrietta Hadley said, great job. Online comment, Muskegon is lucky to have a dedicated resident journalist that strives to inform the community and keep kicking butt. I can't say the word. <Thank you. laughs> Ashley said, Rome wasn't built overnight. Keep pushing yourself. And your dreams will come true, speaking from experience. That's right.
Thank you.
It wasn't always rosy for you, right? Starting this brand off, because there was some people that would be upset that you'd be sharing, you know, their story.
Yeah, yeah. And that's a hard one. And adding on to that, it'd be difficult when I'm at court. Like, it'd be families that's deceased, so, and then I know a lot of people, so it'd be like, every time I go to the courthouse, I feel like I'm going to a Super Bowl game. I got to go to the bathroom, my stomach, and I also did all that time in prison, so, and like, one case, like, I can't even make this up, the case, it was D. Rose trial, and the prosecutor, she was the lady that prosecuted me on my last case. The lawyer was my lawyer on my last case. I was in a relationship with the victim's auntie for 10 years. It was crazy. Wow. So usually, if y'all see me run up out of somewhere, I ain't scared or nothing. I'll just be like overwhelmed. I'll be do my job, and I had to get on and grip myself.
That's hard. Yeah, that's so hard to do.
I'll be trying to get on.
Yeah, people understand because you have a personal connection to these people.
Yeah, I know everybody, and it's deep. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't saying the system right or wrong. You got to have a system, but just watching the system at work is a monster, man. Like, it's a monster.
Hey, look, now, before they didn't know his name, I heard a judge on one of his lives say, are you live, Mr.
Mr. Williams.
Yes. So I'm sitting up there laughing because I'm like, no, I don't know. You know, this is funny, but they knew his name. At first, they didn't know who he was.
Yeah, they fought. They repelled against me. So, but now when I go in, like the last time I was at court, they said, press, oh, come back here. And that was the same day, actually. That's where they sent me. They ushered me over there.
Oh, okay.
But I was close, I do admit. You know what I'm saying? I got a different device. You see, like, this sit on the ledge, so
right,
it'd be closer than other people with tripods and whatnot. They'd be back and need the space.
Mm.
What's been the hardest story for you to cover?
Oh, my God. Well.
But you've seen a lot. You've seen it all.
It was personal, and I got out of control with it, and I learned a lot. But my cousin, I got a cousin that took the lives of two people, not the women, but a couple of years ago, he took the life of two men on two different occasions, one each. And just it shut me down for some time, and, you know, I still had to deal with the family, and they think I'm being biased, and it's just, you know.
So you shared it.
Yeah, I had to. So, right. I mean, but then I shut down afterwards. So,
wow.
It just be, it's seeing that type of stuff. It just hit hard, man.
I commend you. Cause I don't know. And me and Big Rob talk about that. I'm not perfect, far from it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some stories that I just shut down before I even talk about it.
Yeah.
Especially
if, I've seen it.
Yeah. Especially when you know the person, it's a line, it's a job. And I'd rather somebody else talk about it, not me. It's hard to, you know what I mean? CJ, anything you want to say, man, while we're here?
Not too much to say. Besides, I'm proud of him, what he got going on, and really wish y'all just support him more, buy into what he actually trying to do for the community.
What do you think the community can do more of? Like to help him out? Like, I know YouTube, subscribe. No,
that's really all it. That really is the biggest part. Like supporting them, liking a share can go a long way in what he really trying to do. Like to just sit back. Some things be having 196 likes, but 4,000, 5,000 reactions. I mean views. Like that could translate over to likes and shares. This can go a lot further.
Likes and shares. There you go, Muskegon. Like and share the content. I know it could be hard sometimes. You can't share every story because you might know the person, but it's information that you're getting out. You sharing stuff from Fox News anyway. Nah, just joking.
No, seriously. Seriously, they do.
Not Fox, CNN.
They do.
But they are sharing national news.
Yeah.
And we had to take that same energy for local news. So we got Adrian. We miss you, Adrian. Adrian said, congratulations, my buddy. John Wiley said, thank you for the reporting and in the video that has spread around the world. Adrian said, hey, PA and Big Rob, I miss working with you guys down at the station. We miss you too, Adrian. I hope you had somebody do. School. Down in Houston, Texas, Reverend Jay Driver said, I applaud this young man and his initiative to keep us informed, but to provide balance. Why not mix in a positive story every so often, as much as you're informing us, also giving up viewers a negative perception of Muskegon Heights, in some cases reinforcing stereotypes. Something to think about. Keep up the good work. John Covington said, this brother is something different. Go ahead. You want to comment?
Well, yeah, no. What's his name?
Reverend Driver down in Houston, Texas.
All right, I definitely understand. I agree with you, and I'm working on it, and it's coming. I came a long way from putting people on blast and, just basically exposing, negativity. Now I done got to the point where I just report on it, but I myself, I'm trying to put people in place to do that. Like, I got a female, but she got family life. So that come with, like, when I just got monetized the other day on YouTube, that opened up a different revenue stream for me to buy better equipment, to hire people to go more places, and not just go, but assign people to those places so they can always be there, and it could be a cycle, just like I'm doing.
And it takes time. This young man, me and PA, remember when he first started, we gave him some advice. He actually took the advice, actually took it and started to change the narrative. So it's slow rolling. I get it. It may seem like it's slow rolling, but he got to build the brand up because it's got to have some money coming in, because there's gas ain't free. These cameras and phones ain't free. So...
Yeah. Go ahead, CJ. You want to say something?
Just that perspective to what he was saying. We do understand that. And, like, we got different things. I don't know if he spoke on it yet or not, but we got sports coming up that's going to be getting pushed with the Black Paper. We're going to be highlighting different events and stuff that take place throughout the summer downtown and throughout the community, Juneteenth. It's going to be different things that's being showcased and highlighted, but just got to, like Big Rob said, it just takes some time.
Well, and you did, with the paper, you have had a lot of stories, but I know sometimes a lot of positive news don't get the shares and likes.
Yeah, and then, like, when I'm, it's, I mean, all right, it's a deep explanation, too. Like, when I was doing a physical paper, I had time to do that. So, all right, here we go. I keep having these moments. All right. So, all right, here we go. All right. it was a gap. This gonna explain a lot. And I've been wanting to say this, but sometimes I don't just like jumping on that. But this needs to be said. We had a gap here in Muskegon and Muskegon Heights, this county, where it was a drought on information, on news, and people only came around for big headlines. It took five people getting killed at once for somebody to pop up. So at that time, I had time to sit down and write newspapers and gather information. But now that people are aware that the market, because we are a market, now that they see that there's a market here, that we want news and we care about each other and we want to know what's up in our community, they coming back. You know what I'm saying? So now this forcing me to be faster. Now I don't got time to write a newspaper. They got staffs. They got, it's six different companies coming at me. It's seven and eight. You know what I'm saying? I don't have time to do that. I got to hit the live button and I got to beat them. That's my weapon. You know what I'm saying? I know people, I know stuff, and I'm fast. Without that, I can't survive. So
they be thinking the police calling you. Hey, Rob, we over here, man. Come over here. We don't. I know they're not. Yeah, I know your secret. But
all throughout history, it's been newspaper wars, news wars, and I'm going to do a video on it later and share it. I ain't going to get into all that on this platform.
Some more comments. John Cupperton said, this brother is something different. Nicole says, love. Ashley. Oh, you got a lot of comments coming in. Y'all bear with me while I work with these browsers here. Dr. Hines says, interesting. Dr. Cynthia Hines said, interesting. Adrian Melton says, all right, CJ, I love hearing that you speak up and speak out. Also, Diane Dow says, keep up the good work. Dion Dow Sr. said, keep up the good work. Reverend Driver said, thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Reverend.
Bridget Coon said, he is also out here in the community helping us. It's not all negative. He just doesn't get the credit he deserves.
Yeah, I don't post a lot of stuff too behind, like, you know, I don't be chasing clout. Like, I mean, if it happened, you know.
Chad DeBraw said, you're doing a great job. Thank you for all you're doing.
You will.
Delcia Washington Galley said, keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Love it. Denise Brown Grisham said, I appreciate the news. Keep up the good work. Online on YouTube, I enjoyed the discussion. Much appreciated.
You will.
And respect and love for the Lakeshore. Let's make this place awesome together.
Let's do it.
Grahamology said, BP to move. That means Black Paper to move. T. Jackson, following from Memphis. Tay Jackson, following from Memphis.
Thank you for the follow down in Memphis.
Wow.
We love you.
So you're at how many followers on Facebook? You got the biggest numbers on Lakeshore.
I think 66,000, going on 66,000 something. It just jumped over like a couple thousand the last couple of days, but I've been getting there. So
that is a huge number.
Yeah, 66,000.
Wow, that is a huge number. And now you want to get the YouTube to that, right?
Yeah. That's the goal. I just really need the engagement on YouTube. I got to where it's monetized. I just need the shares. I just need to watch the watch hours and the watch time, you know, so them ads can roll on there. And I can bring a bigger production here and bring more opportunities to everybody. That's what I want to do. I don't really care about nothing myself. I just want to do a lot, you know. I just want to do great.
It takes money, Muskegon, to do what he do.
Yeah, the gas ain't cheap, trust me. Because this dude be everywhere.
Because that's like, me. This is his full-time.
Yeah.
This is full-time company. And so this is how, if you enjoy what he's doing, support, comment, like,
share,
make a donation, donate, you know, contribute.
Because them cameras ain't free, is they, Rob?
No.
You found a place that give you cameras for free?
Not
sure. What about tripods?
Not sure.
Wait a minute. You got to have a gas station giving you free gas.
I had a job at Big Boy when I was doing this, but I did a lot of videos saying Big Boy clothes. They just came without a notice and told me they was gone. So I'm just out here doing this. This what I got. This what I'm doing.
Wow.
Is this or nothing?
Angela Banks said, watcher from Texas supporting Block Paper Weekly. Hey, thanks. PA, Big Rob. Thank you, Angela. Happy birthday, too. Happy birthday.
Yeah.
Wow. Anything you want to share before we go? Did we touch on everything? Did we talk about everything? Did we get on everything?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I'm.
You gonna come to Africa with me?
Yeah, you took my son. He took my son. Yeah.
His son is my nephew for disclosure. That's why I call him.
I wanted to tell my son to go down there to this one thing I had seen on YouTube. You know, I be watching all the traveling videos on YouTube. I'm going to get into that eventually, too. A lot of traveling and
going
exotic places because I ain't did nothing or tasted nothing. My palate ain't. It's going to be an experience, y'all. Now, it's going to be nice.
Now, let me. You say you watch travel videos, yeah. Right? There's a new travel video show coming out of Muskegon. It just premiered yesterday at 9 p.m.
I'm going to have to check it out.
It's called Unfiltered with PA.
He ain't got time to watch that, man. He already covered it.
He really does. I'm watching. Rob, I'm not lying to you.
I'm watching it.
Y'all subscribe. We're live on radio. Y'all subscribe to Unfiltered World with PA right now. Right now. Go to Unfiltered World with PA.
He really does.
It's YouTube.
So we live on radio, YouTube, all that. I'm about to blow up now.
I'm viral now.
But he does do that, Rob, you know, and it's a different angle in. I don't know if he let it out on YouTube yet. I don't think so. But why he's doing it, it's not the same old travel vlogs. It's a purpose behind it.
Yeah. One day, invite me on your show. Invite me on a block. Yeah, we'll talk about
I'm opening up
some positive news and stuff. Yeah. The pastor said something about some positive news. Yeah. Have PA come do an
old positive news from an OG.
Oh, that's what. Oh yeah, because I almost forgot. I thought you was gonna, but you did kind of. But we are. Excuse me, I talk a little weird sometimes. Okay. We are working on a daily show that's gonna deliver news. You know what I'm saying? So even when nothing ain't really going on, we gonna just give you information. You know what I'm saying? It was something else too.
Go ahead, CJ.
He's looking at you, bro.
While you get it together, we got some online comments coming in. Adrian said, can you share how people can donate to your business?
Well, people keep asking me that, and I think that's the other thing I was going to talk about. Yeah. People keep asking me that. Some people pull up and just give me stuff when they see me at scenes, but I made a GoFundMe a while back, but I didn't share it because I made another one for somebody else at the same time, and I didn't want to overshadow it. So I'm going to share it tonight, and you know, because right now it could be used. So I am going to share it.
And there is another platform, I got to find it, where a lot of content creators are creating where you can support a person ongoing.
Patreon. It's not,
yeah, Patreon.
Yeah, I signed up yesterday. Yeah. So that's I'm getting popular. Everything together. So it's coming. I'm just, like I said, nobody teaching me. I learned from what I see from y'all. And what I just trial and error, and yeah. it's I'm learning.
Some more comments from Marie
AK.
AK says, so proud of them both. Deshaun Lohmeyer, that shared, and this is a serious subject. I know you've been following this case too. Please keep my family Lohmeyers and everybody in the prayers, please. So
we definitely got you, man.
Yeah, that's been like a month now.
Yeah, today, today or yesterday, one of them, yeah.
And Do you believe the community knows something, personally?
Yeah, I definitely do. But it's hard to say because the trail pick up, will drop off only where the police can pick it up. But you know what I'm saying? And that's the side of that building down to there where the car was burned. And after that, they got to ping phone calls and they got to follow cameras. That's about it. They got to go from last known location. That's it.
That's it.
You know, yeah. We, you know, searching and all that. There's support, but, you know, we got to lean on the police. I got to say it like that because they got the technology. They got the warrants. They got all that. Yeah.
Some things we can't do. Go ahead, Big Rob.
Yeah, and I just, you know, wanted to say to you, brother, you know, keep doing what you're doing, man. I know it's rough. You know, because you have to have gas, you got to pay insurance, I know it, bro, but just hang on in there, man. Your break gonna come to where, and you're already monetized and stuff. So eventually, I know when you first get monetized, that ain't a whole lot. Mm. When people say monetized, I want y'all to understand, they talking a couple pennies. They ain't talking until they get up in the millions. So tell your friends, go like this page.
Thank you. Yeah.
That's a big way you can help that brother out.
Got some more comments before we go. Tina Marie said, if it wasn't for him, we wouldn't know half the stuff that goes on in Muskegon. That's true. You was the plug. Facts. The plug. Facts. The plug for Muskegon. Mo Mel said, God moves in mysterious ways. Big Boy Clothing is just the start of all good things that are on the horizon for you.
Yeah, I definitely believe it. I got a fortune cookie too that said things about to turn around the same day. I don't know whether to believe fortune cookies or not, but I'm running with it.
Hey, we're gonna roll, but keep that energy, right?
I love it.
Dion Dow Senior said, share the GoFundMe now, right here on the live. That's a good idea. Do you have it? You have it available?
Go to the Black Paper Weekly. Yeah. It gotta
if
be.
You got a chance, put it up, CJ. We can hop a little bit. Thank you, Nathaniel. Nathaniel Brokowski said, just subscribe to Unfiltered World Pier. There you go. I got a subscriber. Thanks, y'all. Owe you that.
He owe you 6 cents.
I owe you 6 cents.
Yeah, add up. Look, trust me. Them 6 cents is
add up.
Tanya Selvin said, keep up the good work. Kanika Elliott, our real local news.
I love it.
Yes, that is the fact. That is the fact. Michelle Nelson Anderson, I appreciate everything you do for all of Muskegon. Can you please contribute to this young man's business? Positive Black Kings in our community. God bless.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Michelle. Yes, yes. Dion gives the strong sign. Amber Walsh said he's the reason why the police are actually working right now. Because they don't care about Muskegon. Wow. Is that fact?
I don't know.
he ain't trying to mess up his connections. He just got.
You see the dude, Officer Brain asked me, I thought we were cool. Yeah, we straight. I'm cool, but I walk a tight line. I can't.
He wanted you to tell.
He wanted me to let him know she was climbing out the window, but like I said before, my job is to gather news. And if I wasn't there, she would have jumped out the window anyway. Right?
Right?
I'm saying.
Right.
Facts. We just wouldn't have seen it. Maybe not even heard about it.
Tell him, you've been watching my live, you would have seen it. Right. Yeah, this family watching.
What is it?
So
all right, let me.
We need to get that, that GoFundMe. Yeah. Thanks again, online. Thanks again. Keep us fine. Keep informed. So head over to his Facebook page.
What is the Facebook page?
The Black Paper Weekly on Facebook. Facebook, YouTube, Instagram.
And he's going to post it there.
Yeah.
We're going to share it.
Yeah.
Adrian said, that was the funniest story I've ever seen in Muskegon. That's one of the funniest stories I've seen this year. I didn't want it to happen in Muskegon Heights.
Yeah.
But it happened in Muskegon Heights. Yeah. You know what I mean? And we don't take it personal. I'm a Baker Street. You know what I mean? You get it?
No.
We're gonna pull it up. We're gonna pull that GoFundMe up.
Yeah, he was over here trying, y'all, to get it up on this stream, but he will have it up on his the Black Paper Weekly, right, Rob?
Yeah.
Yeah. And Jay Kilgo said, let's connect.
All right.
Yeah, City Commission.
What's up, Jay?
Yes, good brother, man. I heard about you pulling out of the race, man.
You pulling out?
Yeah. I was rooting for you, but I understand it's about money. It's about money, and Black unemployment is high right now on the Trumponomics. Trumponomics is kicking Black people in the face right now. Black men, Black women, a lot of them have lost jobs, moved over to new jobs, paying less money. And Black business is taking a hit under Trumponomics. It's killing us. So,
and they keep on hollering it was because of DEI and all that stuff. They even had the jobs. No, they were very qualified people and stuff like that. They just, it is what it is.
Yeah.
That's why we need more Black businesses and us supporting more Black businesses out here in this world so we can hire these Black kids, young people, and adults. Yeah. Try to give them someplace nice.
I'm just going to share it later, man.
Okay.
You can't find it, so.
All right, family. Thank you. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for supporting Robert Williams. He has a great story. we didn't even dive into this books and stuff you talk about. We didn't get into the personal side because next time we got it because there's a personal story.
Ooh.
Y'all know I don't want to get it. He's human, y'all. Hey, he's a human.
No, that book I'm working on. I wrote a book 10 years ago. You got to have me back, man.
That's yeah, called, we will in a couple weeks.
The Outsiders Within. It's deep, and I wrote it in the feds, but it's like everything that's happening now, and I can't even. I want to hurry up and do it. Cause y'all gonna think I was still in history when I was really writing it.
Mm.
Wow! Thank you, man. Proud of you.
Yeah, very y'all proud of you, brother.
Donate.
When he put that up tonight, donate.
Donate. We're going back to my music. Thank you for kicking with us right here at Afternoon Jam.
Appreciate y'all.